This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
On the other side of the news, we've got a lot to get to, including checking in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll be back.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. Searching for survivors in Baltimore. I'm Dave Anthony.
At approximately 1:30 a.m., a cargo ship leaving the Port of Baltimore struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. This caused a catastrophic collapse of the bridge.
The video shows the whole span of the bridge just dropping into the river. Maryland Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld just said,
"At this time, this is an active search and rescue mission. We know there were individuals on the bridge at the time of the collapse working on the bridge."
Baltimore Fire Chief James Wallace says there are upwards of 7 people in the water. That's 50 feet deep, and sonar has detected vehicles underwater.
"We are still very much in an active search and rescue posture at this point, and we will continue to be for some time.
We know of 2 survivors. One was not injured. Another is hospitalized in serious condition. So why did this huge cargo ship crash into that bridge on Interstate 695? Wiedefeld says it was not terrorism. Fox's Mark Meredith reports President Biden's been briefed.
The White House is saying that they have no reason to believe there was any nefarious intent. So the operating assumption that they're going on is that it was an accident or something that was not necessarily meant to happen. But whether or not that is still the case, as we've heard from these numerous press conferences this morning, simply too soon to tell.
A jailed American journalist in Russia will stay behind bars. Evan Gershkovich ordered to remain in jail at least until June 30th. He was arrested almost a year ago, accused of being a spy. The U.S. says that's not true, calling Gershkovich wrongfully detained, demanding Russia set him free. The abortion issue. Back at the Supreme Court, which gave states the right to ban abortions, today's case involves a medical method.
Mifepristone is a widely used drug to end pregnancies, and its approval process is facing legal challenges. The Alliance for Defending Freedom argues the FDA removed regulations like in-person doctor visits, making it less safe for women using the pill.
That's Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The hearing in that case is in about 2 hours. America's listening to Fox News.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling while telling a customer to leave the room, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. If you're a dad who is facing divorce, there are extra layers of stress that may include stereotypes and assumptions. No two situations are the same. Our legal experience and dedication prepare us for whatever legal challenges we face together. You need a partner you can count on. For more than 30 years, Cordell & Cordell has represented men in divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Springfield area attorneys. 2815 Old Jacksonville Road, Suite 103, Springfield, Illinois, 62704.
Former President Trump will go on trial in about 3 weeks in New York. The first one out of 4 criminal cases he's dealing with. A judge set the April 15th date, denying a Trump attempt to delay or dismiss the hush money case. The former president is charged with falsifying business records related to payments made in 2016 to keep an alleged affair quiet. Now, in a Trump civil case, he got a break in the cost of appealing a fraud ruling the former president calls fake and ridiculous.
The bond went from $454 million to be paid down significantly to $175 million. The former president said that was fair, but focused on the bigger picture for him, the election. In remarks Monday, former President Trump said with the lower bond,
"I would also like to be able to use some of my cash to get elected. They don't want me to use my cash to get elected. They don't want that."
With no appellate decision,
"I'd have to start selling things.
That hurts the brand.
I became president because of the brand."
A formula he hopes will work once again. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Also in New York City, a police officer is being mourned. Jonathan Diller was shot and killed last night at a traffic stop in Queens.
After approaching the car, the suspect inside the vehicle displayed a firearm and pointed it toward the officers. Shots were fired, and one of our officers was struck.
NYPD Commissioner Edward Gabon, the gunman was also hit in return fire, identified as Guy Rivera. Another suspect is also in custody, Lindy Jones. Both have numerous prior arrests. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising the day after selling that snapped the Nasdaq's five-day streak of gains. In the women's college basketball tournament, top regional seeds USC and Iowa advanced to the Sweet 16. So did Connecticut, Gonzaga, Indiana, Notre Dame, NC State, and UCLA. In the NBA, the league's top team, Boston, had a nine-game win streak, leading Atlanta by 30 points last night. The Celtics blew it and lost to the Hawks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
Does it hurt to twist? Does the pain persist? Maybe it's time you see a specialist. Memorial Specialty Care is your source for specialists, providing the expertise you need to patients at DMH. To learn more, visit memorial.health today.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
All right, we got kind of a windy, wet day ahead, but Nick's got your full three-day forecast.
Yeah, today's showers are likely possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high of 52. And tonight that wind continues, mostly cloudy and a low around 31. Wednesday a little better, sunny with a high of 48, and Thursday sunny with a high near 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, it's 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday edition of Buyers and Company. We'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Dale Coley will drop in to talk to us about tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Don't forget, your final chances to win. Countdown to opening day with Heichels.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Morning and welcome. We're back here on a beautiful, not so much, Tuesday day. We're going to be optimistic about the weather and just be thankful that it's not snowing here. There's a big system moving up into the north through Minnesota and Michigan and into Canada. We're dropping as much as a foot of snow. We're not having that. Get a thunderstorm or two.
That's right.
Did you see the Mello commercial about the bad suit advice?
I saw several with
during
him.
The game last night.
Saw him order a, they couldn't buy a bucket. I saw him get that one. And then,
He says it's something, I can't even tell you who else is in the commercial. It's another former NBA player that I do not recognize, but about how he always gives good advice. And
it was Kendrick Perkins and they were sitting in chairs.
Yes.
But I don't think I paid enough attention
to it.
Well,
but they flash back and then they're both now wearing those suits they wore on draft night.
Man, I
about his good advice.
Yeah. Mello was sitting courtside with Eli, and Eli said, can't buy a bucket, and he got a bucket of Corona.
Yeah.
That was another one.
But it was the whole thing was, but they were in the suits like real time now, like how ridiculous they look.
I'll have to see that.
Yeah. Watching a lot of basketball, so seeing commercials that I don't normally see. I mean, it would different orbit. which is okay. Some of them are really, really, really good. All right, so a nail-biter last night until the very end, kind of sloppy. It got to that point, you know, where people were close to fouling out or fouling out, and you can only throw people around so long, right? Then everybody's in foul trouble, and then it's just sort of a give and take. I feel like I learned a lot about the Iowa team last night. They're scrappy.
Yeah, they are scrappy. And they have enough raw talent to win that. I felt like they were outcoached last night. Their coach is phenomenal.
But yeah,
I think
she
last
really
night
is.
She didn't make adjustments. And so they were just kind of playing isolation ball instead of working off screens to create good shots. And but
their plan seemed to be, we're just going to knock you around.
Yeah, and that threw them off their game. But when you're good enough to make clutch free throws and to make baskets, that's
pick
really
up
good.
The opportune steals and make it when it counts and all those
better
things.
Better teams win like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Just from being better.
But I felt that way across all, you know, with a lot of the games. You know, where the teams that are the highest ranked, maybe it was a tight first half or whatever. I mean, I think you've seen that even with Illinois, you know, in a couple of games. They find a way to, like, at the end, they have the composure. They have the ability to, when it's absolutely all on the line, they know how to get it done.
Yeah. If West Virginia would have hit a couple of their shots that were wide open, Iowa's defense was putrid at times.
Yeah.
If they would have hit some of those shots, they would have been squeaking it at the very end. But enough of them missed, and they were there to grab the board and do what good teams do.
And capitalize. Yeah. And so I felt like we've got a really interesting next few weeks.
They're going to have to fight.
I don't think they're by any means the favorite. I think South Carolina is just unbelievable. LSU had a similar game, you know, where they first half it was, you know, and then they found a way to do it. But some of there's a couple of those teams that feel better than Iowa to me. I mean, just watching.
Yeah, and UConn, they won that squeaker with
barely, right?
Syracuse, but you could tell that was a good team beating another good team, and they're probably ready to roll now.
Mm-hmm.
They got their battle test.
Well, you're going to see some good basketball on the women's side and the men's. Well. So it's pretty good stuff. We'll see. You know, it was interesting, some of the comments, you know, from yesterday's show. You know, I don't do a lot of, Facebook message response.
Yeah.
You know, particularly if it's to notacater.com, like that's not my email address.
Sure.
But it was pretty funny because I apologize to Steve. He's been leaving like really rude stuff for like a year and a half. I just saw it, Steve. No, you're trying to get a reaction like a year and a half ago. Oops. The first one was, and this was from March 21st of last year. Dude is 1 year away from being a boomer, has boomer siblings and point stubby little fingers. Fingers are not, they're little, but they're not stubby. The boomers are all the problems of the world. Spoiled brat kid has no idea what goes on outside the little bubble of his expensive shoes. Narrow mind. Boomers built your world, you little block. That was sort of the one I didn't see for a year. Okay. I'm not 1 year away from being a boomer. I don't have any boomer siblings and, you know, whatever. Have you measured my fingers? That's kind of creepy.
That's a weird one.
And then stupid swear word. If they discuss this case, they are liable for lawsuits. Your guy's a ditz. Excuse me? There were several others Trump-related in the thing here. I don't know if you've noticed, but people are discussing criminal cases. I've done this for 28 years. You can lecture me about my fingers, my shoes, my whatever demographic I belong in. I understand what libel laws mean, Stephen. You don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, okay.
I just felt bad because I hadn't seen this like for more than a year. That's all.
Right.
I would have gotten back to you soon. With what I don't know.
With your stubby fingers.
But, yeah, there was another thing about being a garden gnome, which is a new one. The idea that you think they're not talking about rape charge during a basketball tournament because they're worried about libel issues is just makes no sense whatsoever.
No, it's in the news. It's a matter of public.
He's been arrested and charged.
Yeah, we're not saying, since this was directed to you.
I think it was addressed to me. I don't think there's any names here.
Any particular details of it, just the fact that this is an ongoing investigation is what your point was, which is a matter of public record.
Yeah. I always like when the people come to the boomer generation rescue. And I remember distinctly one person said, they won World War II. And it's like, oh, my God, do you people not even know how to do math? No, they didn't. I
wish we had I could use it, to be honest with you, a timeline that we could just hold out and look at it and go, did this happen before this? Because sometimes it
but
all
do
just,
you need that to know no. that the baby boomer generation didn't win World War II?
No.
Okay.
I don't keep track of the generations, but
baby boomers, they didn't start the front end of baby boomers until years after World War II ended. You weren't even born yet. How in the world are you getting credit for winning World War II?
I don't know.
I mean, there's some things that are up for debate in life.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
That's not one of them.
Nope. Just different time.
Just impossible.
Yeah.
Just a statement that is impossible to have actually been true.
Reminds me of that speech. What does Bluto say? And they like about something about invading Normandy or whatever. They're like, forget it. Just let him
roll.
He's
on a roll.
Yeah.
Let it go. He's on a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And by the way, I'm literally more than a couple of years outside of the baby boomer category.
I don't even have a clue what ages are the baby boomers.
It depends. It fluctuates a little.
Yeah.
64, 65 to 1980.
Yep.
It would be Gen X. Baby boomers would be 46 to 64.
Okay.
There are some things that wiggle a little here or there,
give or take,
and you know who coined the phrase and all that. But that's your basic, you know, understanding of it. So there you go. Appreciate the input. Thank you very much. Sorry it took so long. I just picture a guy like, oh, get him. He'll be thinking about this all day.
Refresh, refresh.
Oops.
Refresh.
Didn't see that for years.
Man.
I'm living in his head.
I wish we were collectively less mean sometimes.
Oh, that's
as a people. But that's, just in general, like that you want to sit down and fire something off because you're upset about it.
It the strangest of things, though, right?
Yep.
Is what I love is the fact that the law and order people have become the great excuse makers for bad behavior. The personal responsibility people have become the apologist for really bad and even criminal behavior. That's just what they've become, right? And when you got a guy you're supporting with 81 felonies, you know, I guess one rape charge doesn't seem like much. Yeah. But it does seem weird, doesn't it? Like, I read a really interesting article yesterday about, and Illinois wouldn't be one of these states, but there certainly are like Alabama and Florida and others where, you know, their elected officials are trying to take DEI out of like college campuses, even though it helps these same people they're now all rooting for and apologizing for as long as they can win on a basketball court. But it's only like, you know, 2% of their student population,
right,
like 70% of their sports teams. And the juxtaposition of these opinions versus being fans of the product doesn't make a bit of sense.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And if that those policies and that sort of stuff works, you look up and the Roll Tide isn't the Roll Tide that you know.
Yeah.
You know?
So there's all kinds of, I mean, everyone has contradictions. We all do. But there's none more so glaringly than the law and order people who are just now apologists for bad behavior. That has been a swing of the last number of years that is just, there's no denying it.
We see it most in politics and I guess commentary around politics, so non-politicians, but like...
But all that's rolled into everything else now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, but you find people that in, you may sometimes even within the same interview, like somebody just on the street interviewing somebody or a politician, literally having the exact opposite stance of themselves.
Right.
On topics within, like I said, sometimes literally the same conversation. You're like, how did you twist and twist to where you're now opposed yourself in this fundamentally?
People aren't going to hold them accountable for it.
Yeah, it's tricky.
It doesn't cost them. It helps them. It's like the reverse reward system. It's like in life, you're taught by your parents, hopefully, you know, to try to be a better person, right? In politics today, and just when I say politics, I mean culture, you know, yeah. It's the exact opposite. The meaner you can be, the more contradictory you can be, the louder and ruder you can be is all rewarded. You don't get points for being a good person.
No, it gets broadcast, it gets spread, it gets debated on, it gets talked about, it gets shared, it gets energy, it gets oxygen.
Yeah. Doesn't even matter about, I mean, no one cares about accuracy. One cares about it. It's just, that's your reward system. And as long as people keep doing that and voting for that and yeah, going, yeah, I'll do that, they're not going to change. There's no reason for them to. We talked about, you know, the mailers and looked at the advertising and looked at the, you know, it's what it is.
Yeah.
To a point where people who are probably in the rest of their life, well, I'm not even going to. There's plenty of evidence just sitting right out there for you to consume. Yeah. And once again, I'm not rooting against anyone and have made this crystal clear. And I don't know how to make it any more clear. But yet it's like what people hear when you invade their love affair of something, meaning right now hopefully a run to, you know, the Elite Eight or the Final Four or whatever it might be. Nothing needs to get in the way of their joy with that. Which is why the same people sitting there screaming at their TV sets in the summer of 2021, you know, are now actively rooting for a guy that's been criminally charged. And how dare you? And then I'm going to explain libel laws to you. Come on. Come on. All right. Other than that, been a good 24 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the presentation of basketball around this time. And
it's pretty good.
Yeah. The coverage is generally pretty solid. The announcing or the commentary around it seems to fit. And the advertising generally fits, too. It's not a lot of stuff forced in there.
It's a little overload. I mean,
too much of it.
Yeah.
But it's on brand.
And I don't know if there's even too much, or as Kyle pointed out earlier, you don't spend that much time watching broadcast TV to see commercial breaks.
Like, yeah.
You don't spend a lot of time watching live TV.
And sports has it physically built in.
Yeah.
For breaks.
And so if you're not used to it, it seems like, and maybe it isn't a lot. Maybe it's the same as it's always been. I'm just, my mind's conditioned a different way from spending so much time not watching.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah. But it's not terrible. And some of it's really good. There's a lot of redundancy. See a lot of the same sort of stuff, you know, over and over and over. But that's okay. It's good basketball at the end of the day. That's what will keep me there.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. The NBA is even doing well. There was a 30-point comeback last night. And there's a lot of fun basketball right now. It's my favorite sport.
Okay.
I enjoy it.
But you don't watch a lot of college sports, though, in general, right?
Very little.
And so are you did you watch the whole game last
all
night?
All of it.
Okay.
And the end of the game before.
Yeah, because when I turned on a little bit early to catch the Iowa game, they were still, was at Syracuse and UConn.
Yeah.
That was a good the ending to that game. I didn't see the rest of it.
I just love basketball. So if it's on my TV, I'm not turning it off. If I'm at a restaurant and they have all the TVs on, I don't care if it's the Suns and the Nuggets.
Yeah. Do you have a feel for who's the favorite here in the women's bracket?
South Carolina.
I think that's obvious, right?
Yep. Yeah. But I think that there's
Iowa and LSU both looked vulnerable. I mean, they ended up winning those games, but if you watch the whole game, they looked vulnerable.
Yeah. And I think you have to
South Carolina didn't look. at all.
No, they're the team to beat, and I think UConn has got the pedigree, 30 years consecutive in there, a machine of all machines.
When did Geno get so old?
It's been creeping.
He's 70 years old.
That's
Nick.
It.
That mean that's it.
I would have.
He was the wonder kid not that long ago.
Yeah, I guess you're right. So he was 40 when that run started.
Well, they said last night that UConn had not lost on their home floor in tournament action since Rebecca Lobo was a sophomore.
Yeah.
Think about how long ago that was.
Man, that was a long time ago.
But I remember when he was like literally the up and comer brash kid, and he's 70 years old.
He looks older though.
Does he?
Yeah. That's, I mean, I love it. And what I've noticed about the women's basketball, in particular of this year, maybe the last couple of years, even just dabbling in it, is that a lot of these teams, instead of having a star player and some girls, now they have like one star and a couple pretty, I mean, so like the quantity is up.
Yeah.
The quantity is up for more teams and more stars. And so, you know, you'll go from one mega star to now like four kind of stars, and then maybe you've got five. And
yeah.
And
now you got
teams.
A whole world of them.
That's
right. And the more you watch, the even better you know. Yeah. You know what his real name is?
Oh, no.
Luigi.
Oh, nice.
I would think with you know, Super Mario Brothers, Mariano. he would ride that.
I'll call him Luigi.
All right, let's take a break for the 3-day forecast. It just shocked me. And that's on me. That's how little I've watched of women's college basketball. Somehow he jumped from the kid to 70.
Well, all of his best players have had their NBA careers are in the Hall of Fame.
I know.
It's that long.
Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast.
Today, rain is likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high of 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, low of 31. For Wednesday, sunny with a high near 48, and Thursday, sunny with a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:26.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Now until April 1st is a great time for a new Toyota. Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speedboating.
Woohoo! Or even taking a RAV4.
To an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Hickory Point Bank is invested in Central Illinois for the long haul, for every customer, for every community, for a strong future. They know that through charitable donations and volunteer efforts, local charities and nonprofit organizations can have a positive impact on individuals in need and improve opportunities for people in the communities we call home. At Hickory Point Bank, investing is who they are, what they are, and why they are. HPB in Action is about colleagues shaping their neighborhoods and engaging with their neighbors through community giving and community action. They realize that with collective efforts, they can make real change happen in the communities in which we all work and live. Each month, Hickory Point Bank will highlight these efforts with Community Invested, a live segment with Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, and podcasts available online at nowdecatur.com. Hickory Point Bank, Community Invested, Member FDIC. You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Going a little old school journey there. Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day and ready to go. We have a lot to get to in this action-packed show, including a visit with Mark Topper coming up in just a couple of minutes. Get his take on the wacky world of sports. There was an Otani press conference yesterday. Don't know if that clarified anything or not. We'll see. Dale will be calling in today. Just to let you know, Nick, and we'll get a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with Friends. And then a little later in the program, we'll have today's winner of Countdown to Opening Day. I realize spring training is over, but we're counting down to the opening day at Busch Stadium. What does that mean for you? More chances to win meat from Michaels.
Opening day for the Cardinals.
At Busch Stadium.
No, that's following Thursday. Their first game is Thursday. It's opening day for the Cardinals against the Dodgers in L.A.
So we are, I'm confused. So this runs through the 28th.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got a couple of more days.
That's right.
To give away meat.
That's right.
Bottom line, end of the day, more meat. Good. We'll be back after news, and we'll check in with Mark Tupper coming up next. Stay tuned.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. State Treasurer Michael Frerichs has launched this year's Cream of the Crop Photo Contest. Kids 8 to 18 can capture scenes of agriculture in the state through their lenses and submit them by June 14th. There are three age categories. Scholarships of $250, $500, and $1,000 are up for grabs. The treasurer's office is accepting electronic submissions through the contest website. Kids can submit two photos. Winning entries will be featured in Ag Invest marketing materials and next year's Cream of the Crop calendar and showcased at the Illinois State Fair. More info at nowdecatur.com. March is colorectal cancer awareness month. The state health department is emphasizing the importance of regular screenings. Colorectal cancer is the second leading cause of cancer-related deaths in the U.S. IDPH is stressing the significance of early detection. For more stories, podcasts, and videos, visit our website anytime, nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Rescue crews are searching a river in Baltimore where a container ship crashed into and took down the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
At this time, this is an active search and rescue mission. We know there were individuals on the bridge at the time of the collapse working on the bridge.
Illinois State Transportation Secretary Paul Wiedefeld. Two rescues are reported, one person in serious condition. The fire chief suggests maybe seven people are missing, but that number could change. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is expected to announce a running mate today for his independent presidential campaign.
Several names have been floated as a possible VP pick, and the campaign has confirmed two of those on the short list, NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former pro wrestler and Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura. Another name rumored to be under consideration, California-based attorney and mega donor Nicole Shanahan.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The announcement's happening at an event in Oakland, California. America's listening to Fox News.
At Brinkotter Realtors, we understand that no two clients are the same, and neither are their goals. We believe in getting to know you, your needs, your preferences, and your lifestyle. Why? Because you deserve more than a home. You deserve a place where memories are made, relationships are cherished, and comfort is found. From the moment you step into our world, your dreams become our purpose, and your goals, our mission. Discover the difference at Brinkotter Realtors. Visit us online or call to connect with one of our agents today.
Illini fans, this year we celebrate the 100th anniversary of Memorial Stadium for the 2024 Fighting Illini football season. Join us in Memorial Stadium as we honor 100 years of tradition and continue to create memories for the future. Season tickets for the 2024 football season are on sale now. Secure your season tickets for homecoming, Dad's Day, and a special rededication of Memorial Stadium on October 19th. Experience more cherished moments in Memorial Stadium this season and lock in your tickets today at fightingillini.com.
Pure Talk believes in American values and that free should mean exactly that, free. Well, switch to Pure Talk today and you'll get a free Samsung 5G smartphone. Now, qualifying plans start at just $35 a month for unlimited talk, text, 15 gigs of data, and, of course, mobile hotspot. Just dial #250, say the keyword Pure Talk, claim your eligibility for your free brand-new Samsung 5G smartphone. Start saving on wireless today and switch to my cell phone company, Pure Talk.
All right, here's Nick with your three-day forecast.
Showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and windy, high of 52. Tonight, mostly cloudy and breezy, low of 31. Wednesday, better, sunny with a high of 48. Thursday, even better, sunny with a high of 58. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 51 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Each and every weekday, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, let's start with Iowa.
Well, they won to reach the Sweet 16 in the NCAA Women's Tournament. We saw Caitlin Clark's final home game at Carver-Hawkeye Arena, and we probably also saw the template for how you can beat them. They beat West Virginia 64-54, but Iowa had to contend with a real rough-and-tumble defense that is good anyhow and was willing to spend every single foul allotted to them to make scoring difficult for Iowa. And, you know, Iowa averages almost 93 points a game. And last night they had to fight and brawl and bleed to get to 64. Iowa had one basket in the fourth quarter, but Caitlin Clark scored 32. She had blood running down her leg. She got knocked to the floor more than once. This is not, by the way, I'm not saying this is a new strategy. She's seen this many, many times. But a West Virginia team that forces a lot of turnovers, they had this game dead even with a couple minutes to go. And in her career, Caitlin Clark is 3-8 in games when Iowa's held under 70 points. So this was a sensible strategy. And I don't know who's going to win this whole thing, but if Caitlin Clark is going to do it, she is going to be a bundle of bruises by the time this is all over with, because they're coming for her. And West Virginia came for her last night. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing, because I like emotion in sports, but man, when you watch the women's game, there's drama on every play. And if I'm being truthful, I can see where opponents find Caitlin Clark to be completely annoying. She has a reaction to every call. She's, by all accounts, a world-class trash talker. And I don't think West Virginia had any second thoughts about raising their hand and said, put me in there and let me knock her on her butt. And that's what they tried to do. And in the end, it didn't work because of free throws. You know, if you're going to rough up a girl who's a great free throw shooter, you're eventually going to pay for it. At the free throw line, Iowa, 25 of 30. West Virginia, 3 of 5. And in a close game, that's the difference. So next up, Colorado on Saturday in Albany, New York. And we'll see what the Caitlin Clark strategy is from Colorado. But I think that's going to be it. I think they're going to try to just be really, really physical with her and either get her off her game a little bit, but she makes enough shots and she makes almost every free throw that I think that strategy most of the time is probably going to backfire.
All right. On the other side of the break, we'll check in on Major League Baseball, specifically the Dodgers and the press conference yesterday. This look at Tupper on Sports, brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank with two locations in Decatur.
Hello, my name is Matt Beavers, president and CEO of First National Bank. I wanted to personally thank our customers for trusting FNB to be their bank of choice in Decatur. In our 4 years here, we've been fortunate to work with individuals and businesses alike on projects big and small. We're proud of our financial products and the quality of service our team provides. We're truly a local bank who stays involved throughout the project and who you can come see in person at either of our Decatur locations. Thank you on behalf of our team at First National Bank of Decatur.
First National Bank, the quality bank. Member FDIC, FNBquality.bank.
We're back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, I didn't get to see this press conference yesterday, but what's the latest with the biggest name in baseball?
Yeah, I'm sure Major League Baseball would really like to quiet this whole Shohei story before the big opening day schedule on Thursday. It is potentially a devastating story for the sport and for him, because he is the biggest name in the sport, and he's exactly the kind of global icon baseball has been hoping would spread the appeal of the game all over the planet. And he spoke yesterday with the help of a new interpreter, saying his old interpreter stole $4.5 million from him to cover that guy's gambling debts. And he tried to assure us that he has never gambled on any sport, and he knew nothing of this theft until a couple of days ago. Now, is he telling the truth? I think Major League Baseball has an obligation to further convince us that he is, beyond a shadow of a doubt. But there was an interesting social media post yesterday from a woman who claims to have been married to a pro athlete, and what she was saying is, I don't know anything about Shohei Ohtani, but the one thing I will tell you is that you would be shocked how many pro athletes have no idea how much money they have, where it all goes. and when it might go missing. They hire people to manage their money, which in theory, I guess, makes sense. But, man, you better have somebody 100% trustworthy handling your bank account. And that's how rich Ohtani is. I mean, $4.5 million missing, he has no idea. I would notice that, I think. I hope he's telling the truth. I really want to like this guy. I think he's so intriguing as an athlete who can hit and pitch. But he really needs some deft management team to help him recover from this. And to make sure that he has reliable people in his corner moving forward. You know, a lot of people don't like the Dodgers anyhow. They don't like the way they got him. And now they're not going to like him, and they don't believe him. It's a really rough situation he finds himself in. So I hope he's telling the truth, what he said yesterday. I don't think we know 100% for sure yet.
All right, Mark, enjoy your day. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. If I'm Shohei Ohtani, I'm learning English tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. It's got to be a priority for him. It's got to be.
Right?
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to be American-centric. I'm talking about why would you want to go through somebody else, right, rather than your own words?
Right.
He's still going through an interpreter. This one he hopes he can trust.
Right. New to him.
And whatever comes out of that interpreter's mouth. I mean, I'm watching Shogun right now just to keep it in the Japanese. And it's interesting because, like, you know, the way the interpreter will tell the ruler what he wants to hear, yes, versus what the guy said. And you have no idea.
Right. If he just put a little inflection.
Just the emphasis on, yep, this or that.
Yep.
I'm learning English tomorrow.
Yeah. That's a scary world to be in. For sure.
Absolutely.
With so much to lose.
Right. Or just so much that can be chewed up and spit out by just the wrong interpretation. Yeah. I mean, not even by what you said.
Yep. He's so big that 70% of his job is interacting with people, not just the baseball that he's doing.
I'm telling you right now, there's a reason why every single one of those F1 drivers, regardless of where they're from, are fluent in the languages they need to be fluent in.
That's right.
Some, like Toto, speak four or five languages, you know.
Ollie speaks Latin.
Right. Well, he's a French kid with an Italian accent.
He learned Italian just to be on his team.
Yeah. But like, you know, Yuki Tsunoda from Japan knows how to speak to the press in English.
Yep.
Doesn't need an interpreter. And I'm not suggesting that everybody's got to bend their culture to our. I'm just saying this is the world you live in, work in, make all your, yeah, money. It's in your best interest to be able to communicate directly with people.
Mm-hmm. Figure out some mechanism to do that.
Yeah. Because who do you trust with your words?
And you've already learned that lesson.
The hard way.
Yeah.
And there you are, you know, in front of all the world with another interpreter. That's a scary spot.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. When we get back here, we'll check in with Dale Coley. A lot to get to here tonight. Pharmacy Facts with Friends at 5. We'll tell you all about that. And a little later today, yet another one of the stage, I don't want to say performers, but, I mean, one of the inspirational women who will be speaking that night. That's what she said. We'll meet her with Natalie straight ahead at the top of the hour. We'll be back.
Two down, four to go.
Go Illini! We'll see you in Boston, Massachusetts.
It's the Fighting Illini and the Iowa State Cyclones in the Sweet 16.
Here's an alley-oop to Gary for the flash.
Join us Thursday, live from TD Garden in Boston. Our coverage begins at 8 p.m. on your home for Fighting Illini basketball.
WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Imagine having all the money you need for retirement, all the income, every month. Guaranteed. That's Secure Future Investor, an indexed annuity tied to growth in the stock market, but without any risk of loss ever. It's guaranteed money for life income, no matter how long you live. Call 888-509-2228. 888-509-2228. Sponsored by GP Agency, Inc., Raleigh, North Carolina. Licensed in all states. Performance may vary. Consult with your financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, it's Jesse Kelly. Are you still on the fence about owning gold? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Tuesday. You know what that means. Tonight, Pharmacy Facts with Friends, and Dale Coley joins us via phone this morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. A little rain, a little wind. We'll be okay. Hey, give me an update on Change Healthcare. I think this stuff's finally coming back online, but that doesn't mean there's still not a lot of hiccups down the road.
There's going to be quite a few hiccups down the road, but the good news is it's starting to come back online as of yesterday, and that's going to help out quite a bit. As you remember, the cyber attack occurred in February, so it's been a while. It's going to take a while to get everything sorted out. Some of the patients' drug copay cards we found out yesterday have changed their processing information, so that throws another obstacle in there. But it'll take quite a bit of time to get back to normal, but we're going in the right direction, it looks like, at this point here.
All right. So what's the message to all of your customers and folks? Just be prepared. It might be a little extra time.
Be patient, be prepared, but Medicaid program seems like it's back on target, and so we'll be able to process a lot of those prescriptions that we weren't able to process over the last few weeks.
All right. Well, I know it's been a tough time and a lot of extra hours for you guys, but I know your customers and your family, and that's really kind of what they are to you guys. Appreciate it. All right. So who's on tap for tonight? Who's hosting the show?
Tonight we have Megan Verhaney is going to be co-hosting with Ali DeLatte, and they'll be in the studio. We have several guests. One of the guests we're going to have is the Chamber of Commerce is going to come up for their monthly update, and we're also going to have Richland Community College there this evening with Ashley Hall, who's a career and completion coach for the Richland Community College, along with Clifton Ulbrecht, who's the accommodation specialist. And the right now we're going to be talking about two of the two major events that are going to be going on at Richland Community College over the next couple of weeks. And one of them is going to be the Richland Community College Career Fair, and then that's going to be this weekend, and then or this Thursday, the 28th, and then on next week. And they're going to have, or next week, on April the 2nd, they're going to have Macon Pyatt Disability Resource Expo is going to be at Richland Community College. And so a lot of big things happening out at Richland, and we're going to be talking to them at 5:30 this evening.
All right, I look forward to that. Tell me about 30% stock up sale going on right now in stores, right? We got Easter right around the corner, all kinds of great ideas.
Absolutely. It's the Easter this coming weekend, and so come get your special priced items, 30% off going on right now in both stores. Many unique gift items are on sale, and you can come see those. We also have the Fannie Mae candy and the Abdullah candies and things like this, which are very, very popular at the Easter time. And so come get your Easter basket items filled up at Dale's South Lake Pharmacy in Coley's Corner Drive.
All right. And guys, you know, there's no reason it has to just be for kids. I guarantee you the missus would love an Easter basket.
Absolutely. Come on in, and the girls at the front will help you pick out something. We'll wrap it for you. We'll do whatever we got to do.
Yeah, it's like no work. Come this is in. A no-brainer. I mean, you can earn so many points. You don't even have to pick it out. Just go in, save some money, and let them do the hard work. You get all the reward.
Absolutely. You're the hero, and we'll take care of it for you.
Oh, my goodness. All right, Dale, we appreciate it. Stay dry, and keep up the great work. That's Dale Coley tonight, Pharmacy Facts with Friends, starting at 5. Megan Verhaney and Ali DeLatte will be in studios. That Richland College Career Fair is Thursday the 28th from 11 to 3 at the Schilling Salons there at Richland. And then the Macon Pyatt Disability Resource Expo is April 2nd from 11 to 1 and an evening event from 5:30 to 7:30. Details to come tonight at 5. I think we give up stuff when we get older that we don't necessarily have to give up. Why not an Easter basket for adults?
Yeah.
Right.
There's no reason to do that.
Reason to give it up, you mean?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, but we do. When was the last time you got an Easter basket?
I haven't gotten a basket for a long time.
Right. Why not? Guys, I'm just telling you, there are points to be won here.
That's fun. Maybe this will start a new thing here at home. I am a firm advocate. Like when I'm playing video games and people are like, what are you, like 20? I'm like, yeah, right. Yeah. It's like, why would I stop doing the thing I like to do?
Totally fair.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. I like getting an Easter basket. Why do I have to stop?
I'm talking about, okay. Yeah. This isn't about you getting one. I'm saying this is an easy thing. Nick just made it about his video gaming and yeah, I want one.
No, I mean, it's the same thing.
Okay, Jen, do that.
And then I'll do that too. Yeah. I think it's fun.
I'm just saying you can take all the credit, not my idea. You can take all the credit for picking it out. They'll do all the hard work. They'll make it look nice and it will be an adult. I mean, the Abdallah, sea salt. You're not wasting that on a 7-year-old.
Yeah, you aren't wrong about that, by the way. Thanks, Dave Wendt. He brought us the Abdallah one day.
Yeah.
It was as advertised.
Oh, as you advertised. Bet. Fannie Mae, they got all the. But why not an Easter basket? Everybody does flowers on Valentine's Day.
That's right.
I'd way more rather have an Easter basket than flowers.
Yeah. I think you might be onto something.
Just saying. Go to Dale's. They'll take all the credit. They'll give you all the credit. They'll do all the work.
That's right. Sorry I made it about me.
Not sure. Yeah, what's your finger size?
Yeah. So stubby. That's so weird.
It does. It is weird. I don't know. I think they're proportionate to everything else.
I haven't noticed you have like carny hands or anything.
I don't know what that means.
From Austin Powers.
Oh,
okay. That was a line from him.
Oh, good Lord. I guess when it gets down to that, right?
Right.
I mean, you don't have much of an argument.
Yeah, what else are you got to throw in a barb to prove your point?
I'm looking for, I'm worried for Iowa. I don't know if they've got enough to win this. If they win it, there's never been a better story of a trajectory of a career and all the pressure that lands with that and somebody being able to withstand all that pressure with overall grace. In the game, she does a lot of trash talking. She's very demonstrative.
Yeah,
so are most athletes that I know, right? I mean, Michael Jordan was never happy with...
LeBron's the king of it, the flopper.
Yeah, I'm talking about just... questioning the refs and talk.
I mean, she's at a super level.
She's a competitor.
Yeah.
But all the greats are, right? There's a reason why they didn't film that game with the Dream Team, because they're at the Olympics, beating each other up over bragging rights internally that no one else is even going to know about.
Could you imagine the language?
No, that's why
I bet it was scathing. I bet it hurt.
Yes.
Because they weren't going to pull a single punch.
No, not at all. So that to me is not a negative about her. That's been in every great Tiger Woods, whoever you want to throw out there, whatever sport.
I think it got her off her game a little bit last night. She was turning the ball over.
Yeah, but that's when people are just mobbing you, that's what happens.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason they do it. But at the end of the day, if you can't take her out and she's going to put a dagger in your heart when it matters most.
Yeah.
Your strategy didn't work.
No, it didn't.
And you didn't lose by one. You lost by 10. At the end, you fell apart.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, they lost by 2 minutes, and it wasn't close for 2 minutes.
Right.
The two that mattered.
It was a nail-biter game. Yep. I'm not taking anything away from what they did. I'm just saying the strategy, as Mark mentioned at the bottom of the hour, can backfire. Because if at the end of the day, she's still standing.
Yep.
And when it matters most, doesn't matter what kind of game she's had.
Yeah. Whoever won goes to the next
round. She doesn't miss at the end.
That's right.
So we'll see. I watched that strategy the other night with, Grand Canyon, where they were just bodies running into everybody. But at the end of the game,
you didn't do enough.
You got to hit the hoops. I mean, you can't, that alone isn't going to win it for you when you're clanking everything when it matters the most.
And there were a lot of wide open clanks from West Virginia last night. Wide open.
There was an air ball on one of those.
Yeah. Iowa didn't rotate out on defense, and they could have. I mean, they were open to win it.
I also noticed one thing about Caitlin Clark, and I am by no means a basketball expert. I think when she gets to the WNBA, she will be even better, because I think, like Magic Johnson, she's ahead of her teammates a lot when it comes to like those backdoor passes,
yes,
and no-look passes. Yep. They fumble a lot of those, right?
Yeah, they don't. That's what I was – I'm glad you kind of said it in that way. There are things they could have done to put positioning to get her clear shots, and they just were a foot off the way, or the ball was late.
She took the ball out of bounds at the other end and threw a full court pass that literally they just fumbled.
Yep.
I mean, that's exactly a Magic Johnson move, mm-hmm, right? And when, yep, you've got professional teammates,
yep,
that are all the best of the best, that will only improve her capacity, mm-hmm, as a player.
That's right.
And I'm not blaming. She's got great teammates. I mean, she's not the whole show. And I think she cringes when they try to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, the awkward interview after the game. She's way more inclusive of the team about that. I just think she's at a level that most players are not.
Yeah, and has been her whole life. That's why she was growing up playing with boys and, mm-hmm, stuff. I mean, it's just, I'm a lot better than where I'm at right now.
Doesn't mean she's not prone to make mistakes or you can't rattle her game. I just thought a lot of those really impressive sort of no-look, you know, got fumbled at the other end or didn't end up with a basket. And she, I mean, her eye knew exactly where to go.
Yeah.
We'll see. But I'm a homer on this, and I freely admit it up front.
It's a good observation, though. I think you're absolutely right.
I think that's the difference between, you know, the other teammate. Is her last name Clark too?
No, her first name is Catherine, or they have the same variation of their first name, Martin.
Martin.
Yeah.
You know, she's not going to the WNBA. You know, she's going to graduate school to be, I can't remember what. And, yeah, and she was talked into coming back this year by Caitlin Clark. And she's a great basketball player, yeah, but she's not a WNBA level basketball player.
No.
So I think you'll see a lot of excitement when she gets to Indiana or wherever all that ends up. And she's playing with a whole team of professionals.
Yeah, it'll be exciting.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Well, they're going to sell a lot of tickets, I'll tell you that much.
Yep.
Imagine I remember watching the Messi meets, you know, USA or, yeah, America or whatever that show was called on Apple. Really, mm-hmm, good if you haven't watched it. They were not prepared. I mean, there's a scene where the guy, the communications guy, the marketing guy's got a box of like four jerseys left, and one of those is accounted for, and like we can't get them. I mean, the demand was so outrageous that Miami got caught on their back foot, which is almost impossible to believe.
Right.
That you wouldn't have known that.
They learned it after day one. I mean, day one.
So you hope like an Indiana, who probably doesn't have the marketing people that a team in New York or L.A. has. I mean, it's just a little different part of the universe, a little slower,
yeah,
that they would be prepared. You would think certainly they would be, right?
Yeah, and if they use any of the leverage of the NBA with demand of new players, like Wembanyama is probably a good example. How many do you need in this market, jersey? I mean, just this is probably the outer space model. Buy that much and we'll hemorrhage them out or sell them throughout the years, you know, and if we have to, but have more than we need so we're not turning away sales.
And I think the thing is, you're going to bring so many first time fans, yes, in, they don't have an established team.
That's exactly right. Here's an opportunity to come in. That's why there's a lot of new Miami fans. People are getting into soccer.
That's exactly right. They didn't come. Now, the people in LA or New York or Atlanta where there's teams are probably annoyed by that, but it doesn't change the fact. There were people who just entered soccer in America with Messi and are, yeah, now wearing pink.
Yeah. By the tens of thousands.
And wherever he would go, those fans would be there. Texas, didn't matter where.
Exactly right.
And that's one of the things, if you watch that show, I think it's a blueprint for what Caitlin Clark will look like in the WNBA.
Yeah, to some degree, I think you're absolutely right.
Just the weird sort of thing of this it's had a good audience, not, mm-hmm, a bad audience, but now there's so many new people jumping on the bandwagon.
Mm-hmm.
And their bandwagon's landing spot is her.
Right.
And so there at the four, that means Indiana.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely accurate.
All right. We got to take a break for top of the hour news. We'll introduce you. I think we've had most of the speakers, yeah, on, right?
Yep.
That's what she said is coming up. the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. Natalie will be in with yet another one of the speakers for that night. Give you a little preview of that. And we have our, what, today, tomorrow?
That's it.
That's it.
26, 27, 28.
All right, so three more days to win meet.
Yep.
Just go to Nauticator.com and sign up for the Heinkel's Countdown to Opening Day. Free and easy. We'll be back after news. Stay tuned.
Car, home, mobile device, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories. Now, the Staley Museum is honoring former employees of the Staley, Tate and Lyle, and Premiant companies at their retiree social on April 21st from 2 to 4. The event will be at the Staley Museum, 361 North College Street. All retirees and former employees of the aforementioned companies are welcome. It's free, but guests must be registered by April 7th. Go to nowdecatur.com for more info. The Decatur Area Arts Council is set to unveil Evanescent Encounter, an exhibit featuring vibrant manga style paintings by artist Jave Yoshimoto from April 5th through 25th at the Ann Lloyd Gallery in downtown Decatur. The Arts Council describes the exhibit as an infusion of traditional Japanese prints with contemporary depictions of modern disasters. The opening reception will coincide with the first Friday gallery walk on April 5th from 5 to 7 p.m.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.